Democrat Jasmine Crockett melts down at hearing on keeping men out of women's sports. This is a distraction from GOP's demonic policies. By Hannah Knudsen on May 8, 2025. Democrat Representative Jasmine Crockett, DTX, had an absolute meltdown during a DOGE subcommittee hearing on keeping men out of women's sports, asserting that Republicans are simply trying to distract from their demonic and disastrous policies. Crockett's meltdown kicked off as soon as she was recognized by Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, as she sarcastically noted that she learned for the first time at the age of 44 that Republicans are going to be the ones to save women. "These are the same Republicans," she said, "that support the SAVE Act, ensuring that only U.S. citizens are voting in federal elections." However, to Crockett, that will disenfranchise women from even being able to vote. She did not elaborate how. "But let me tell you, they are our saviors, and so I am so happy to be here today. Because otherwise I would not have an idea that I had a savior in the Republicans. So let's also talk about the fact that it's only been 100 days. 100 long, terrible days for anybody that absolutely believes in reality. Because what we know is that they have terminated staff responsible for enforcing federal protections against sex-based discrimination," she said, asserting that the Trump administration has done anything but championing women, completely losing the irony that she was making the remarks at a committee hearing discussing actually protecting women. "Congressional Republicans have been working to execute one of the most aggressive anti-women legislative agendas in history. And yet they're here today trying to convince the American people that discriminating against trans people is somehow the only way to protect women," she said, asserting that this is another attempt by Republicans to distract from their demonic and disastrous policies that are making it more difficult for Americans to make ends meet. She then asked one of the witnesses to say whether current issues are the fault of Trump or transgender individuals. "I want to play a game. It's called Trump or Trans. You ready? Okay, I'm gonna ask you a question, and I want you to tell me whether or not it is Trump or trans people that are responsible. You understand? Okay, very good," she said, as she posed scenarios like kidnapping Americans and sending them to foreign countries, aka deporting them. Notably, she put deporting in air quotes. And one can certainly assume she is referring to Kilmar Abrego Garcia, an illegal alien, not an American citizen, who was deported to his native El Salvador by the Trump administration. It should also be noted that the Democrat witness she questioned, Fatima Graves, is a huge proponent of men in women's sports. Crockett continued to disparage Trump and Republicans leading the committee, contending that Americans do not care about men in women's sports. "We playing these crazy games because we worried about 10 trans folks that are in sports right now in college," she claimed. "I wasn't elected to be engaged in these fights." Crockett, who has made a name for herself through hysterics over the past several weeks, recently made waves after raging over the Trump administration's offer for illegal immigrants to self-deport from the country, deeming it a damn scam.